Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Purely passive. That is the judgment rendered upon man in conversion, in our sinners. Purely passive. It is a judgment that breaks on our natural man. It is one that irritates the old Adam. And it is one that is liable to exude in us a lot of pious huff and puff about not being like the animals and, after all, being free moral agents. Isn't there at least something we can do? Can't we at least decide? Can't we yield ourselves to the prompting of the Holy Spirit? Can't we at least be open to the possibility of God's good word? Or can we at least be less resisting than others who resist the Spirit of God? Oh, we're not asking for much, but can there be something that we can do? After all, purely passive is so complete, so total, and so absolutely devastating to me. But if we are purely passive in the act of conversion, let us not think we are just purely passive, period. For St. Paul goes to great lengths to show that people who must be purely passive in conversion, in their unrighteousness, are fully active. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. So it's kind of easy to dismiss that as indictments against those Corinthians. After all, even in the pagan world, Corinthian was hardly a compliment. And maybe we can sweep around some of those words as being inapplicable to our set of circumstances. But finally, all the shadow boxing and all the dotting and dashing falls apart, because it says the unrighteous. And that happens to be a shoe that fits us all. That's how we are as we come into this world, unrighteous, totally and completely filthy and unfit for God's service. There is not a righteous man on earth that does good and sins not. And so we can understand the anguish of one who cries out, "What shall I give? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul, there's nothing." But in our inability to act, God acts. And he acts for us and upon us. If the judgment of being unrighteous rests on us by nature, so does the good word of God. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. What you and I could not do, God in the wonder of pure grace has done in his Son Jesus Christ. For he gave him up into sin the righteous one for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh and made alive in the spirit. We were acted upon purely passive in God's great work of deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In holy baptism, we were buried with Christ. We were sanctified and made holy and set apart for him. We were declared righteous in the sight of God because of the perfect righteousness of the Son of God. And purely passive, we enjoy the full fruit and benefit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is that gives us abiding comfort and consolation. For how the devil loves to work in us. How he delights in laying before us something that we must do, some little thing that we contribute, and how easy it is for us to want to fall into that trap. Being basically legalist at heart, we really, as natural man, love that way. But what a way of emptiness, and what a way of depression, and what a way of grace is God's way. But we don't have to do anything, or worry about even that little something, or deciding, or yielding, or choosing, or giving in, or being open unto. He has done it all in the once for all death and resurrection of our gracious Lord. And from being purely passive in the receptivity of God's grace, a marvelous thing happens to us. Those old wills that are bent out of faith and bent in on self are changed by the gracious operation of God's Spirit in word and sacrament. And that old heart of stone is replaced with a heart of flesh. And the old way that suffers under coercion is moved to acts of righteousness and joy in a manner that no law could ever accomplish. For purely passive, we receive God's active power so that in us God might display the absolute magnificence of his abundant grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,